Monday. Now, with a roundup of all the latest business news, I'm joined by Jan Richter.
This year's state budget deficit will amount to at least 150 billion crowns, or more than $8.1 billion, Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer told reporters after meeting the governor of the Czech National Bank. According to previous estimates, 150 billion was an upper limit that was not expected to be exceeded. Mr. Fischer said that the structure of spending would have to change in order to keep Czech public finances healthy. By the end of June, the budget deficit reached 68.3 billion crowns. This year's deficit was originally approved at a mere 38.3 billion crowns.
The Czech Republic won an international arbitration with the Italian-Dutch firm InvestSmart on Friday over the bankrupt Union Banker. The firm, former owner of the bank, sued the Czech Republic for nearly 7 billion crowns, or some $380 million, for failure to protect its investment. An international court of arbitration in London ruled, however, that the Czech Republic had breached no international laws or duties. Union Banka existed in the Czech Republic from 1991 to 2003. At that time, the Czech Central Bank revoked its license and it was declared bankrupt by a court. It had some 200,000 clients and 17 billion crowns in deposits.
The Czech energy giant ČEZ took a loan of some 6.8 billion crowns, or some $367 million, to build a wind farm in Romania. The 15-year loan was provided by a four-strong consortium of European banks. The investment in the vicinity of Fantanele on the Black Sea coast of Romania will be the largest coastal wind farm in Europe. The output will be 347 megawatts and the Czech energy firm will invest a total of 27 billion crowns, or nearly $1.5 billion, before the wind farm is finished by the end of 2010.
Up to 75% of the Czech Republic's railroads will open up to competition within 10 years, the Czech Transport Ministry said on Friday. Currently, nearly all the rails are run by the state firm Czech Railways, and the state annually pays some 3.3 billion crowns, or nearly $180 million, for the services. The Transport Ministry plans to divide the passenger railway network between several groups and organise tenders for them. The Ministry's move was welcomed by one of the largest private transport companies, Student Agency, that has been trying to enter the rail transport market for years.
And now to the news that the global financial crisis is taking its toll on the Czech Republic's sex workers. Client numbers at the country's brothels are down in some places by as much as 50%, according to Hanna Malinova of Bliss Without Risk, an NGO which works with prostitutes. Brothels on the German border are reportedly registering the sharpest drop in customers, followed by erotic clubs in Prague, which have been hit by a fall in the number of stag parties. In response to the crisis, many sex workers are lowering the price for their services, the Četka news agency reported on Friday. Some erotic clubs in Prague are offering up to 20% off entrance and drinks, while some sex workers have taken to accepting food vouchers instead of cash, Četka reported. According to official figures, there are between 9 and 10,000 prostitutes in the Czech Republic.